Parenting takes plenty of patience and lots of love. No one ever said it was easy, but it can be more difficult when a child has a behavioral or developmental disorder, as Roxanne Johnsy knows firsthand.
My son has ADHD and he has trouble in school.
Johnsy says parenting her son was overwhelming until she found the Family Guidance Center's Small Wonders program in Birmingham. Parent advocate Angela Mosley.
Small Wonders is basically a program that was put in place to prevent child abuse and neglect through identifying those families that are overburdened and in need of preventive services. For example, those families that may have a child that is chronically ill or medically fragile or developmentally delayed, then we come in and do a intensive in-home type intervention.
Mosley worked closely with Roxanne Johnsy and other parents like her. She teaches them to be more patient with their children, to find ways of coping with the stress of raising a child with a disability.
You know, sometimes it just seems like you're all in this by yourself. Nobody else is experiencing anything like this. So by helping them identify their strengths and letting them know that other folks have gone through this as well and they've made it, you know, and that we can help them in a positive way.
Johnsy says she doesn't know what she would have done without Mosley and the center's help.
I would be praying to God that we found something like this, and if there wasn't anything like this to help either one of us, then I would have to keep looking until I found someone to help us.
But Small Wonders may be forced to scale back its operations. It's one of hundreds of nonprofits that receive funding from the Children's Trust Fund, a state agency that works to prevent child abuse. The state is slashing more than $200,000 out of the agency's budget. And Children's Trust Fund spokesman Jim Benedict is worried it'll be difficult to get that money back.
Children don't vote. They don't have a lobby. They don't have a voice. What's going to happen is, unless someone steps up to the plate for children in Alabama, it's going to be very unhealthy to be a child in Alabama.
Democratic Senator Sundra Escott of Birmingham chairs the Children, Youth Affairs, and Human Resources Committee and could be someone to step up to the plate, although right now she's not sponsoring legislation to get the agency's money back. Escott says the state has a terrible track record when it comes to protecting its children.
Children are out there suffering every day. Children are picked up every day. And then again, the other sad thing that we don't talk about much is that children are turned loose on the streets every day, because as they get 18 and 21, if they're not in school, the state emancipates them and just releases them. And most of them are headed to prison because they've been bumped around.
With the economy shaky, people are losing jobs. And more stress at home means a situation ripe for child abuse. Escott says the state is setting itself up for a double whammy by cutting the child abuse prevention budget at a time when need will only increase.
I think if we can keep a mechanism out there where we can stop the child abuse on the front end, you're saving more money, you're definitely saving lives, and ideally, you don't have as many children coming into the abuse system.
The Family Guidance Center's Angela Mosley agrees.
The case numbers are going to go up. The child death statistics are going to go up. So it's just, I believe, a domino effect.
The Children's Trust Fund is trying to keep that first domino from tipping over by getting back the money the state slashed from its budget. But Executive Director Marion Lofton and spokesman Jim Benedict are only guardedly optimistic.
Hope eternal springs in this office and also in all of our grantees. They believe that something can happen.
I hope that the legislature, I hope the governor, I hope the people of Alabama realize that children are more than our future. They're our most precious resource.
Resources are tight not just for prevention programs. When those programs fail, the Department of Human Resources steps in to investigate child abuse allegations. Tomorrow, I'll take a look at how the budget crunch is affecting DHR and those it serves. I'm Rosemary Pennington.